Welcome to episode 95, the Bobbycast. I'm by myself. Let's talk about a few things. First one back for the new year. My voice is a little off because I haven't any sleep. You know, as soon as I go on vacation, I go right into go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning mode. Almost 2-3 days into it, as close to instantaneous as your body allows it, I go right back into going to sleep so late. And so when it's time to wake up at this morning, 3 in the morning, I just never went to sleep. So I've been up for almost 2 days at this point.
Wow.
So, yeah, that should be good, though. It happens every year. I'm just in a whole other world. I don't even remember the show, really, this morning. Yeah, it's kind of hazy. I don't remember doing those Insta stories fully of my chest doing the pet
that
dance.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I do remember a little bit, but not fully. I was doing, like, making my little pecs bounce to music.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Blue Apron and Sleep Number today. I'll do Blue Apron because Blue Apron comes right to your house and it comes right to your door, and you're going to love Blue Apron. Will you hand me Blue Apron, please? Thank you. You weren't even looking at me. I'm tired over here. Thank you. Blue Apron. Right now, Blue Apron's teaming up with Whole30 to bring you delicious recipes. The menu will feature 2 Whole30 approved recipes each week, like Mexican spiced barramundi. How do you say that? Do you know?
I don't know.
That's not a Mexican thing?
I can't see it again.
No. Maybe it's just Mexican spiced barramundi. I don't know what that is. I obviously haven't had that one specifically, but I love Blue Apron because it comes right to your house. Right now, Blue Apron is treating Bobbycast listeners to the first 3 meals, a $30 value, your first order if you visit blueapron.com/bobbycast. So check out this week's menu. Just go look at it. blueapron.com/bobbycast. And if you do decide to get it, $30 off and free shipping at blueapron.com/bobbycast. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And some of the stuff they have, the meals they have, steak Diane with a mushroom pan sauce and mashed potatoes. You'll be able to make this at your house. Half an hour, 40 minutes, something around that. It's all in the box, all pre-portioned. The ingredients are already all there for you. And so you don't have to go to the store and buy a whole tub of something, which is great. General Tso's chicken with bok choy and jasmine rice. That's also one of the things. blueapron.com/bobbycast. A bunch of things I want to talk about. First of all, saw a story in the news about a woman who was saving herself for marriage. She's 23 years old, and she's now auctioning off her virginity to the highest bidder because her ex-boyfriend cheated on her. It's quite the leap there to go from I want to be a virgin forever to I shall auction off my special flower.
Big leap.
That's going straight from high school to the NBA. There's no college in between there. Her name's Bailey Gibson, 23. She was brought up as a strict Christian by her adoptive parents. She was sent to an all-girls boarding school. She had a boyfriend. She graduated. She told him she was saving herself for marriage. She was tweeted on and decided to sell her virginity. I don't think that the cheating was the only thing that made her want to do something rebellious. I think a lot of her upbringing, if she was raised stricter than she was comfortable with, if she was put into a school a little more strict than she was comfortable with, it makes you want to rebel. Everyone rebels in different ways. Hers is auctioning off her virginity. She contacted Dennis Hoff, owner of Nevada's Moonlight Bunny Ranch, and he's taking bids. And it feels so creepy.
Yeah.
Because the person that buys it, I would investigate them immediately. Even on the down low. If I'm one of these FBI, whatever detective finds pervs, whoever buys this has bought other things similar, and this is the fine line of being legal to illegal. Like, someone just doesn't go, I'm a normal, civilized person, but today I shall buy this girl's virginity.
What is this on eBay?
Yes. That doesn't happen. They don't take that leap. So I would investigate them fully. But yeah, she's going to auction off virginity, which is a crazy story. I was reading that story about webcams and how you should cover the holes on your webcam. And I hear that from people. And they say, put tape or a post-it note over your webcam. And I don't. One, because you're not going to see anything if you're watching me. I get on my computer and I work and I write and I watch Netflix. I might pick my nose. I don't like beat off in front of my computer. But that's what they say that people do. They will do things in front of their computer, and then people are recording it, and then they blackmail them.
Yeah.
Which is a Black Mirror episode, too.
Yeah.
and I think it was last season, mm-hmm. Shut Up and Dance, yeah. where he gets blackmailed, and everybody gets blackmailed. It's not just him, but that was one of the things where they were watching his webcam, and they had him. But if you record me, you're going to get me hanging out with the dog, watching stuff, writing stuff. Even if you look at my screen, and I guess why most people would beat off in front of their computers because they're watching porn.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at a pornographic image on my computer in 3-4 years. And I'm the guy that says, don't believe a guy that says he doesn't look at porn. Just don't believe it. But I don't. Not because I feel like I'm in some heavenly level of, ooh, look at my morality. I do feel bad for them. But two, I feel like if I'm looking at something like that, there's a virus attached to it at all times. I just feel like there's something on my phone, on my computer, so I don't even look. I don't even go. And I'm not going to look at it on somebody else's. I'm not going to be like, hey, Mike, let me borrow your phone.
What do you need it for?
So I'm zero. I'm 0%. I can't remember the last time I looked at anything dirty. I mean, girls in bikinis, I guess, but that's just if it's on my Twitter feed. You're rolling through and it's – or Instagram model that's – I don't even follow any Instagram models. I'm just trying to think of – I would be honest about this. I'm just not – I haven't looked at any porn, no graphic, old images at all. But that's what they do. And just to hear – and the reporter who did the story about covering your holes on your computer, they went and – again, they got on that dark web. I'd never been on the dark web. Sounds like a not a very friendly place.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it looks like.
I've seen images from it and how to get to it. I read some stuff on Reddit about it, and it looks crazy.
It feels to me like when you watch Stranger Things in the other side, where it's the real world, but it's black and has monster vines all over it. That's what I feel like the web is. Like, it's ESPN.com, but it's covered in black and boobs and...
It's mainly a crazy-looking forum, is what it is.
It's like an old-school chat room?
Yeah.
And that's the whole dark web? Like, one chat room?
I mean, not all of it, but, where people go and make, those illegal transactions and do all that kind of stuff.
Do they sell... do the dude... Is it WWW?
No. It's, some weird...
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Yeah. I've never been on it, have no interest. But why don't they go into the dark web and just start busting people like crazy?
Because you can't track any IP addresses, or it's a whole...
Interesting. Thing. Sounds like someone that has been on the dark web. Only he would know that. Oh, man. So, I just want to talk about those two stories because I thought it was interesting. Let me say this, too. Jake Owen has a podcast. Episode 3 of his is up, mm-hmm. where he talks to the record guy who actually gave him one of his first shots ever. And so you can hear that. It's called Good Company with Jake Owen. I encourage you to check that out. It's only 20, 25 minutes. But it's really cool, and Jake's a star, and you can hear into his life how that works. We'll be launching Christian Bush's podcast real soon, later in the month, mm-hmm. about 2-3 weeks out of that. So Christian Bush is doing a show that's called Geeking Out.
Yep.
He's talking to people about what they're geeking out about. And so Christian Bush of Sugarland, and Sugarland's going and doing their thing on a major level. I saw today they announced a bunch of cities that were going to go on tour. So good for Christian. He's got a podcast coming out. So Geeking Out's not out yet. As of right now, but if you're hearing this a month later, you should check it out. But Jake Owens is, and you can check out Good Company with Jake Owen. It was an interesting break because I went to Amy's house more during the break than I have been over the past few years. I guess see Amy every day for 6 hours. So there's really no reason for me to go over to her house in the evening. Unless I want to go hang out with her husband, and he's not always in town. And she didn't have kids, so we hung out a bunch at work. We'd go meet for dinner or something. I'd never go to the house. She would never come over here, mm-hmm. unless we were doing something work-wise. If we were going to hang out, we would just go have dinner. But now that she has those kids over there, I've been over there a couple times, and her life's completely changed. I went over and sat for 3 hours and talked to the kids for a while, and then just hung out with Amy and her husband and just kind of caught up, and she's this wide-eyed, It is like a wave of shock. I think she thought it was going to be a little easier mm-hmm. than it is. And it's not just two kids. It's two kids from another country that don't know the language, that are a different race. There's a lot of things happening at once that are older. And so because they don't communicate with language perfectly, they took their kids to... a Haitian woman in town. and had her talk to them while they were there. And I know it's okay to tell the story. But she, and the Haitian woman was like, hey, this is your home now. This is really your home. This is recently. This is like a few days ago.
Oh, wow.
Because you got to think, these kids lived in the orphanage their whole life. One is seven, one is 10 and a half or so. They lived in the orphanage forever. And they've been here for 2 weeks. You took them out of their normalcy. You took them to a better life. But you have to remember, what's normal to you is regular. And so if they took it, I was trying to compare the shock that they're going through.
Yeah.
Because what they know is the orphanage. They know hot weather, 30 kids. That's all they know. So that's, it's like never having a TV. You wouldn't know how good Netflix was. So what are you missing? They don't really know what they were missing. But so now it's like a shock to them. And there's a, like a struggle in that for everyone involved. So they're dealing with that. And I told Amy, just come back whenever you're ready. It doesn't matter. Just if you're ready in 2 months or 3 days, or just come back whenever you're ready. There was no, this is when you'll come back. I said, if you're not ready, don't come back. Because if you're not good, then I'm not good, then we're not good. So as of right now, I don't know what she's going to do. I don't know if she's going to come back at all. I would say it's the odds aren't that she's going to quit. But I would put a 1 in 5 shot she doesn't come back. Which is a pretty significant shot. I just think that it could be a while. Or if she said, hey, I'm ready tomorrow. Again, outside shot. I just wouldn't be surprised. But I had a long conversation. I said, hey, you just do what you need to do. Like before the show, we were friends. After the show, we'll be friends. And our listeners, they're cool. You just take care of you. And so she's going through with that. She, you know, she has to get them in school. Again, they don't know English that well. So, I mean, it's going to be a struggle for everyone involved. You have to think about them. They don't know what's happening. They're not used to having space or windows. They don't have windows.
Or just their own stuff. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
So the whole world's different. They're just completely shaken. So, yeah, but, you know, I've been hanging out a bit over there talking to her. I mean, Amy's one of my best friends. So that's been a big adventure in her life and a small adventure in mine, just because I care about her and care about her husband and care about those kids. When I went to Austin, I hung out with Carlos.
Yeah.
You see the picture?
That, yeah.
Shock you?
A little bit.
I've been talking to Carlos for a bit. Carlos is our old producer. And we left Austin, and Carlos stayed back to produce the show locally, and then he quit. And I was like, hey, dude, if you hang out, and as soon as I have a spot, I'll bring you over. That was it. As soon as I have a spot, I'll bring you over. And he quit before there was a spot. Then Mike D took Carlos' spot, and then I brought Mike D over. And so I hadn't talked to Carlos a bunch, but we started talking last year more frequently. And so it was in Austin for 3 or 4 days for over the Christmas break. I just texted him. I was like, hey, dude, I'm going to Juiceland. Do you want to come? He's like, yeah, I'll meet you there. So he came down. We hung out for like 2 hours. And we talked for a long time because it had been a year or so since we had really seen each other and sat down. And I posted that picture on Instagram. I didn't think people would freak out like they did. It's old school. Old school listeners know Carlos. You had to be over 5 years to know who Carlos was. But yeah, he's been tour managing bands. He's been working in a recording studio. So, yeah, he's got... I mean, I'd love to bring him over, too, you know, later. Or if it were... We don't have a spot now. But if we did, you know, I like to put my own people around me. But it was fun to hang out. A lot of people were asking about it. But, yeah, everything's all good. Everything's actually better now that we hung out. It was never bad. It just kind of... You just lose touch. Yeah. I have friends that I lost touch with, and you feel guilty. It's like when you meet somebody and you've seen them 11 times, but you don't know their name, so you don't want to ever ask their name. You don't want to kind of start over and be like, oh, what are you?
I'm afraid to ask at this point.
And after you get out of touch with somebody for so long, you're afraid to reach out and be like, hey, let's get together, because you haven't, neither one of you have reached out in 6 months. So you're obviously not super important. I don't know. It became kind of weird, but I do really, really like Carlos, really enjoy Carlos. So that was the story of that Instagram. I just texted him and away we went. We have it. Do another one?
Let's see number.
Sleep number. I love a sleep number bed. Making New Year's resolutions one thing, sticking to them is another. That's for sure. Whether it's resolving to get more gym time, eating sweets less, sleeping well does help. Now, right now, listen, I didn't sleep at all last night. It had nothing to do with my bed. It had everything to do with my hours. I have a fantastic sleep number bed. I'd say that. I'll just be honest with you. The sleep number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side. It's the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart that they sense every move and automatically adjust to stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. So there's that. My sleep number setting is 30 on my bed, and my sleep IQ, I don't think I had one last night because I didn't go to sleep. Yeah, if I'm being honest. I haven't looked in a bit. I'm on vacation. I don't even look at sleep. Don't miss the best bed for couples at the lowest price of the season. Going now and say $400. Up to $700, too, on the most popular Sleep Number mattress. Go to call 800-NEXT-BED or sleepnumber.com to find a store near you and tell them that you heard it here on the Bobby Bone Show. Get that sleep. Sleep's more important than all of it. More important than exercise. More important than eating right. You don't get sleep, your hormones are out of whack. Your chemicals are out of whack. And you don't understand why you're not losing weight because you're eating right and you're working out, but you're not sleeping. This is not the commercial, by the way. But you're not sleeping, and sleep's the most important one. Sleep right first, eat right second, exercise third. In that order. If you're not doing it in that order, you're not going to get the best results. Eating's much more important than exercising. Much more important. If you have to do one of them, you just eat right more than you exercise. Would you agree with that?
Totally.
Mike has lost 120 pounds, and we've talked about that before on this and even on the radio show. But I used to be of the mind where I'll just eat whatever I want, but I'll work it off. Mm-hmm. Put some extra time at the gym.
That'd work.
It doesn't work. Unless you're going to put in 3 hours.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. And even then, it doesn't work. Because, again, you're talking about insulin and things being produced in your body because you're eating the wrong stuff that you really can't, at a super fast rate, burn off.
Yeah, your body doesn't know what to do with
it. It's just a... there's nothing you can do to make this go away. So, sleep first, eat second, and then work out third. And if you can do that, you know, my trouble is sleeping because I eat well and I exercise plenty, but my trouble is sleeping. I'm getting off this anxiety medicine, and I'm not sick as in get the flu, but I've been on it for about a year, and I've been cutting back all through vacation. And it gives you almost like withdrawal. It's like caffeine. If you don't have caffeine, you have it every day, you get a headache. If, like, my mom was a drug addict and I got off sleeping pills. Now, it wasn't hardcore. My mom did meth and really hardcore stuff before she died. That's why she died at 47 years old, because she had done hardcore drugs for a long time. And I wrote in my book that I finally understood when I got stuck on sleeping pills. And I didn't even really understand. I just understood for me, because I was vomiting, I had tremors, because I just cut sleeping pills cold turkey. And it was violent. And I thought, man, I understand now why my mom never could successfully get off drugs. Because it had to be terrible. It's not like there was any money to go check into celebrity rehab. That's what happens to a lot of people. We're not Lindsay Lohan. We don't have 50 grand to check in. Most people don't have that to go check in and take off their job, and so it's not that easy. She was living in a trailer on 2 acres of land that I bought her, and so I'm getting off this anxiety medicine. And it's not comparable to that at all. It's not even comparable to sleeping pills, but it's very withdrawy. So it's, you get little shakes, you get anxiety, getting off anxiety medicine, like more so than normal. Yeah. It's like, so I've been trying to get off that for a bit, but I wonder if there's anything else I wanted to mention. Who's coming up on the Bobbycats? This is the first one back in a while. Do we know? Do we have anybody lined up?
Danielle Bradbury.
Oh, yes, Danielle Bradbury. So we'll have. Is that next?
2 weeks.
Okay, Danielle Bradbury and probably somebody before that. Anybody we're working on?
I believe trying to get. Dan from Dan and Shay.
I could probably just call him right now. He just come over. I think that's pretty much it. Everybody watching on Facebook, how are you guys? Hope you're good. Are you watching Facebook over there?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to ask any questions? We'll be happy to answer a few of them here. I was listening to a podcast. I'll let you look at questions. I'll talk for a second. The show is, it's an NPR podcast. I really enjoyed it though, and that's what I was doing to to get some rest was I would turn the TV off and just listen to these podcasts. So,
is it that Stuff You Should Know?
Yeah, but I think it's like a sub of that. Mm. They did a whole Simpsons one in 999 episode 1000. They have 1,000 episodes. And so they did the history of the Simpsons over 2 episodes. It was fantastic.
I gotta check that out.
And you'll know most of it because, like me, you're a Simpsons nerd. So I knew most of the stuff and the voices, but they get into it. I just wanted to tell our listeners, this is not a promotion because it's a different company. But I really enjoyed what it was. The one I'm talking about is... I delete it? How I Built This.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that's not it. It's Stuff You Should Know. Yeah, Stuff You Should Know. And I think they do a bunch of those kind of shows. But yeah, The Simpsons, it's episode 999, 1000. They don't care that I mean, that's, we're not in the same company. So, yeah, there's that. I did that over the break, too. I guess we're done, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to talk about? How long has this podcast been?
We are 21 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
God, I'm wiped. What? Any questions there? Go ahead, Mike.
Someone asked if you're still planning on getting your other tattoo.
I am. So, Adam the Kid is my tattoo artist. I say that. I've had 3 tattoos. I have my grandma's name, my mom's name, and they're on top of each other, initials, and I have the state of Arkansas on the back of my arm. So it's 3 tattoos, one in 3 different times. He's booked for 3 or 4 months out at a time.
Wow.
You can't get in at all, right? He travels with artists. He traveled with Zach Brown. Zach's tatted up completely. And so I was talking with him over the break, and so on my left arm where I don't have a tattoo, I think I'm going to get an old school microphone. And so I'm going to wait a bit. I had a couple things happening. I want to see if they happen before I get a tattoo and then get out of radio. You know, I'd hate for that to happen. Get a radio, microphone, and then decide to retire. So, yeah, that's the plan now. What else you got?
Someone asked how your Bitcoin is doing.
Well, I can tell you. But my Bitcoin... I didn't just buy Bitcoin. I bought 3 different cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
And I just did it because Lunchbox was like, I want to learn about Bitcoin. I'm taking an 8-week class. He never does what he says. So he hadn't even started the class. You don't have to take 8 weeks. And he didn't know anything about it. And he always wants to team up with me on stuff. I'm not teaming up. Yeah. You don't team up by Bitcoin. You don't even do it. You can't even do that.
Yeah. It's like connected to your like...
It's like money.
Yeah.
It's like... Yeah. So anyway, I've made $81. It just went down a dollar. I've made $80.65. And I bought Bitcoin. I wouldn't tell anybody to do it. I don't know enough about it. I just wanted to know the rules. But I bought Bitcoin, Ethereum, and some Litecoin.
I've heard about Litecoin.
Yeah. So I've made a little money. I haven't made it yet because I haven't cashed in. That, and that's what I did over the break. I bought Bitcoin, and then I went and bought... I gotta do Face ID. I bought some... day trading. There's an app called Robinhood. You familiar with that?
No.
Face ID. Hold on. And you can buy stocks on Robinhood. You can day trade like this. See that?
Yeah.
So you can buy and sell in the middle of the day on your phone. And so I bought some. I made $18.
Wow. Yeah. I've heard of like the online bazaars where you can like spend Bitcoin and stuff where it's just like...
Oh, you can buy stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that. It's probably the dark web.
It's the dark web stuff.
Here's what I bought. I bought Twitter. I bought Steve Madden. I bought something called Baba. Hold on, let me see what this is. I don't know what this is. I think I just clicked a thing. Some of it, I don't know enough about it. When people always talk about the stock market going up, and it's like that. That doesn't affect me at all. I don't really have any stocks. Do you ever read that? Like, if the stock market's the highest, America's so happy. I'm like, I don't have any stocks.
I have no idea.
I don't have friends that have stocks. Like, nobody's got... Rich or poor from the stock market in my life. I have Twitter, I have GE, I have Fitbit, which went up today for some reason. Hmm. Look at that. That's today. It's how much Fitbit went up. It's still a cheap at $6 a share. But I bought, how many shares do I have Fitbit? I don't know anything about stocks. Obviously, I just bought things I like. I bought 20 shares of Fitbit. So that's what I did over the break. I stayed on my phone and bought stock. One day I'm going to have a family or not. And this stuff's going to be so trivial. It is trivial now. I even look at it. And I'm just killing time. So, that's it. I think we'll go. Any other questions, Mike?
I think that's about it.
I'm watching people write stuff. But I can't see because the stream's so far away. Okay, cool. Well, we'll wrap it up. There literally is nothing else. They're all just everybody's writing little things. Just read off the line. Just go.
How's Dusty?
He's actually really good. He's lost a little bit of weight. He's lost a little bit of hair because he's sick. He's been going through a bunch of treatment, but he's off treatment now. He's actually good. He's good. What else?
When is LB's wife coming on the show?
Lunchbox's wife. I don't know. As soon as we decided we were going to do that, we went to break. So that, and we have to have them race at changing the tire. Those are two things we have to do. Yeah, what else?
Did you ever get Lindsay something after she got you something for Christmas?
Did I get Lindsay something? Feels like I got her something. Oh, I brought her something back from Hawaii. Does that count?
Yeah, it counts. I mean,
it's before Christmas when I gave it to her. So I came back before Christmas. No, maybe I didn't see it until after Christmas. I don't know, but I got her some stuff in Hawaii. I got it. Yeah. What else?
Someone asked, you posted about the comedy tour being announced.
Look at all these questions. See, you said there were no more questions.
Well, now they're playing in if these are there.
Well, when you hear this, I don't know. We announce it Monday. And I can't really say much else about it because there were some issues today with a couple cities. Two we wanted to go to that said that we need to hold off on, and a couple that popped up. So yeah, we'll hold off till Monday on the announce. But the new comedy tour will be. We'll talk about that Monday. What else?
Best book you've ever read.
Either Steve Martin's autobiography or Private Parts, Howard Stern. Just because those two books speak to me about what I want to do. Outliers is really good. That's an easy one. That one was really fantastic. What else?
That's just people coming in late.
That's all right. I think we're good then. That'd be it. We have to decide what we're going to do in episode 100. We have 5 more episodes left, and we'll do something. I don't know what it's going to be yet. I have a couple ideas, but episode 100 will be special. Thank you for hanging out with us here on the Bobbycast. Thanks to Blue Apron, and thanks to Sleep Number. Thanks to everybody watching on Facebook, and we'll catch you next time. There you go. Bye.